Many people in Ireland are taking the risk of traveling away from their country. They're leaving in search of work, just as millions of Irish did in generations past when they moved everywhere from America to Argentina. Some years ago, Ireland's economic boom seemed to end the need for that kind of exodus. But now the Irish economy is in trouble, and the migration has begun again. NPR's Philip Rees reports.
This year, Claire Smith qualified as a science teacher. She's 22. She should be about to begin a fulfilling career in her home country. But in debt-ridden Ireland, Smith can't get a job. She's decided to pack up and leave.
And why have you come here today?
To immigrate. There's no jobs here, so.
You've actually made your mind up, have you?
Yep, yeah.
At least 100,000 people are expected to emigrate from Ireland over the next year. Tens of thousands have already gone this year. The ratio between the number leaving and those moving in is wider now than at any time since the late 1980s. A fair number of those going are other Europeans returning home, to Poland, for example. A lot are well-educated young Irish people like Smith.
Yeah, it's pretty annoying. Like, we spent all our time and effort studying here and spending money here and going through the education system, and then there's no jobs at the end of it. Like, so it's kind of frustrating, I suppose.
Smith standing in a big hall in Ireland's capital, Dublin. She's come to an event called the Working Abroad Expo. So have many others. There are hundreds of young Irish men and women here, lining up for advice about emigrating to greener pastures, to Canada, to New Zealand. Smith's in a line for Australia. A couple of days ago, Ireland's government revealed the cost of bailing out the nation's banks could be as much as $68 billion. That's roughly a third of GDP, an enormous burden for a population of just 4.5 million. That's hardened Smith's resolve to leave.
My reaction is, why would I stay here and start working for this when I have nothing to play for it? I didn't do any of it, so, do you know, why should I be taxed to the hilt for it? So I might as well go where I won't be.
Working Abroad Expo. The next seminar starting in a few minutes.
Among this crowd, there are engineers, IT specialists, plumbers and plasterers, young people with big dreams. They listen attentively to stories of a new life on the other side of the planet. Robert Coyle's 24. He's a civil engineering graduate and he's also leaving.
It's really hard in the way the country's situation is in now, and the banks and the billions of money and the debt keeps going up every week. So
your friends feel similar?
A lot of friends are out there already.
Left already. They've gone to LA and places like that, so they've gone. Everybody's going.
That's Danielle Whelan, Coyle's girlfriend. She's going too.
I have a degree in English and History and a Master's in Political History. I can't even get sub work in this country.
Sub-teaching. Mm-hmm. Is that what you wanted to be, a teacher?
Or a lecturer, yeah. But there's a whole embargo, no recruitment in the public sector. So,
this is a sensitive issue in Ireland. This small nation hasn't forgotten its long history of mass emigration, particularly after its devastating famine in the mid-19th century. There's a huge Irish diaspora, especially in the United States and Britain.
You know, I'm of a generation that grew up in the 1960s. And we grew up it was the last Irish economic boom in the 1960s, you know, and we were told as kids, you are the first generation of Irish people in 200 years that will not have to emigrate. And that was a fantastic feeling.
Fintan O'Toole's a writer and columnist.
And I didn't, and my generation didn't emigrate. And actually to have it coming back, it's just like this kind of return of the repressed, you know, and it is depressing in itself.
O'Toole has two sons in their early 20s.
They're not even talking about staying here. You know, it just doesn't seem to them to be a realistic possibility. And there's a terrible sense of failure to have to say that, you know, that your kids can't expect to be able to make their livelihoods, make their lives in their own country.
Philip Rees, NPR News, Dublin.